The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Automatic had sheet face, and I want to talk about it. What? Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. It's the Dana Cortez Show, and my name is Dana Cortez.
Sheet face himself, DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Monday, because Otto had a game Sunday night, you know, and he was up late, and he finally fell asleep real hard. And in the morning, I looked at him, I said, man, you slept really pressed against your pillow. I didn't know what else to say. And the lines of the pillow were on his face for a good 2 hours. I had to sit across from him and not make mention of it. But everybody gets sheet face. Everybody gets sheet face once in a lifetime.
It sounds like you're talking about getting sheet faced.
I don't know what that is. Like, blanket face, sheet face.
I'm not talking like the other way, like when you get too drunk or hammered or whatever. That's fine.
A lot of the times when I get sheet faced, I get sheet faced.
No, you're right.
Lot to unfold here. I also like how you mentioned that your husband had a game, like he's an athlete. That was pretty cool.
I'm a DJ.
He had a game.
That's one thing I have to make clear to people. I am the team DJ. Yeah. I do not play on the team. I'm not scoring any baskets.
You add to the ambiance.
I do.
Yes. Yeah, but you're just trying to skate by it. Like if he's running out the tunnel.
Yeah. I'm playing the music for the guys running out the tunnel.
Either way, you slept really hard. And here's what you got to do. When you get sheet
face. It is an exhausting job.
You have to drink a lot of water because it means that you might be dehydrated. So.
Well, my face is probably like this because of all the freaking allergies going on and taking all these pills.
Yes, you're swollen. You're swollen because of that. But it also means that you had a really good night's sleep because you didn't move. You were just in one spot the whole night. You didn't even turn. So sheet face should be looked at as a positive thing. Ladies, I know it's tough because I've had sheet face and I had to put makeup on. You're like, what the hell is going on right here with this line? But after a couple hours, it dissipates.
All right.
And you go back to regular face.
This is too much talk about sheet face. Okay.
All right. National Day, Anthony.
All right. Let's go kick it off with National Garlic Day. Come on. This is getting
good
exciting.
Good for the heart.
Let's just
breath.
It gets better.
Not the breath. Good for the heart. Hey, chile and with garlic, spaghetti.
Okay. Yeah, that's enough about garlic. Come on.
Garlic bread, I love you. Mm. And we also have National Banana Day. Yes.
Banana bread, I love you.
Dana took a picture of Rihanna one time with a banana.
I did. I wanted her to talk to me. And she did. She spent more time with me than anybody.
Okay, cool. On that note, we're going to talk about National Bicycle Day.
What?
All right. Now, National Bicycle Day is celebrating the anniversary of a Swiss scientist named Albert Hofmann who discovered LSD in 1943.
Oh.
And he ended up taking too much and said that, wrote down in the journal that his bike trip was fun, therefore coining the term trip.
I did not know that.
Dana, you were not on a trip when you thought it was a good idea to take a picture with a banana.
No, I did not think that way normally.
Yeah,
okay. I don't even need drugs. I'm just weird, just sober. Can you imagine? No. So I've heard that LSD lately is being used, mushrooms and acid, is being used by doctors to help the mind, right?
LSD was, obviously it was invented by doctors for that reason, but then it got out into the public and people started misusing it. My sister is working on
She's a licensed therapist, by the way. She's a doctor.
She's working on prescribing mushrooms now.
Oh, interesting.
Microdoses of mushrooms.
Oh, okay.
Right. Well, Matteo is also working on prescribing people, too. A little bit more of a street farmer says, if you need a plug, hey.
Don't do drugs.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Today's crazy crimes of passion, we're going to talk about a beautiful young woman, 24-year-old Rita Curran, who was murdered in her own apartment in 1971. Now, of course, I'm a fanatic when it comes to true crime stories. This one, though, really caught my attention because Ted Bundy was a suspect. And until he was executed in 1989, he continued denying being involved with the murder of Rita Curran. So let me tell you what happened. She started her career as a teacher and she moved to Burlington, Vermont. She didn't have a lot of money, so she got two roommates she didn't know very well to share expenses. She also got a second job cleaning hotel rooms to help save up and get her own spot. After work, one of those roommates called police saying that she'd found Rita dead in her room. Now, when cops got there, they say the scene was gruesome. This is on the report that Rita had clearly fought hard until her last breath. Mm. There was blood all over the walls. She had tried her best.
She was attacked.
To save herself. Yeah. You know, she was fighting back, but she couldn't overpower her attacker who strangled and sexually assaulted her as well. Now, police officers collected evidence from the crime scene. Remember, this is 1971. It did include a cigarette butt they found near her arm. Rita didn't smoke. So they interviewed neighbors, you know, different people that lived in the apartments. One man that lived in an apartment two floors above Rita's at the time of the murder, his name was William DeRoos, was questioned extensively because he had a violent criminal record. But his wife, Michelle, she told everyone, no, he'd been home all day. They hadn't heard a thing. And the hotel Rita worked at, though, was next to where serial killer Ted Bundy lived when he was a child. So immediately, Bundy became a suspect. But his sister, who still lived there, couldn't confirm if he was in town when the murder took place. And even the night before Ted Bundy was executed, he maintained he was not the person who killed Rita. He swore it before he was put to death.
I mean, are you going to take the word of a serial killer, though?
And that's why the cops kept questioning him. Fast forward 50 years, DNA that was carefully taken care of hit a positive through genealogy testing with relatives of William DeRoos.
Oh, the neighbor. The guy that lived two floors above.
Yes. So it matched relatives of his. So
back to Ted Bundy. He had admitted to everything he did before he was executed,
he did,
right?
And he just continued denying. He's like, I didn't have anything to do with this woman. But police, because it was a cold case, just continued to question him until the moment he died.
What happened with the roofs guy?
He died in 1984. So he was never, ever convicted. And the saddest part, her parents didn't live long enough to get that closure and find out who killed their daughter. But her brother, Tom Curran, is alive, and so is her sister. And this is her brother speaking the day that police had the press conference to reveal who the murderer was.
I don't think so much about the guy who did this as I do about Rita and my parents, what they went through. I pray to my parents, and I pray to Rita. My wife, Nancy, tells me we will get through this. We are current strong.
You know, he said he thinks about her every day. He's sad.
Do you think the wife of the guy, William, knew what was going down?
She had to.
So here's what she said. She said later on, she said, I lied because we'd only been married 2 weeks. And she just didn't believe that her husband was capable of anything like that. However, after being with him for 3 or 4 years, he became violent with her. She divorced him and left and changed her name to get away from him.
Did his wife reveal anything else about that night?
Later on, she told detectives that they had had a huge fight and that he said he was going to go for a walk. During that time, that's when he beat and sexually assaulted and strangled Rita. I'm just glad that at least her siblings got some type of closure and answer to what happened to their sister.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you missed it, a new study shared by Axios says that it is more difficult now than ever if you want to get married. I'll tell you why. Last, this is a segment we call In Case You Missed It. It's three of the biggest stories that you might have missed on your timeline. We find them and give them to you right here. DJ Automatic.
Millennials and Gen Z have racked up credit card debt in the last year, like a lot of it. It's up 30% for millennials, 40% for Gen Z. Psychologists have a term for it. It's called financial avoidance. And young people have been doing it for generations. But the pandemic economy made it a lot worse.
Oh.
And because credit card interest rates are around 20% right now for a lot of people, their debt is out of control.
Well, so it's almost impossible to pay off.
Yes, so I'm going to give you three ways to pay off your credit card
debt. Thank you, DJ Automatic. Go ahead.
The first one's called the snowball method. And that's paying the smallest debts first. Just taking care of those little tiny charges that you have to at least make some...
Your Victoria's Secret card, ladies, just pay it off.
Yeah, you make a little bit of progress.
There's no throwing actual snowballs at anybody.
No. Okay. Then there's the avalanche method, which is paying the debt with the highest interest rates first. So if you've got something, you got a credit card that has a 20-some percent rate...
Try to pay it off with maybe your tax return.
Yeah, try to
borrow
do
money from your... Call your mom.
I feel like I'm getting financial advice from a snowboarder. Go ahead, dude. What's next? What's next? Sleet?
No, it's the credit card consolidation. It's when you get a personal loan with a low interest rate. You combine all the cards onto one debt and then you just get a lower rate.
That one doesn't have a fun name like Snowfall.
No, it's just called credit card consolidation.
It has a name called You Better Have Good Credit for that one.
Oh,
we can call it the triple C.
There we go. That forecast sucks.
I know. I did this when I was young. Everybody does it. You get in trouble. You think, you know what? I'm going to put that in my Amazon card. I'm going to pay it with my card here. I'm going to do this and that. And also, because of the pandemic, like Automatic alluded to, a lot of folks are buying groceries, paying their rent, paying their electric bill. So it's not all your fault. But if you're still shopping and you have all that debt, stop it now. I would recommend if you have decent enough credit or maybe a parent who can co-sign, consolidate it, get that low interest rate, and then tear the credit cards up, throw them away.
And pay it off as quick as possible.
Okay, yes. But there's also a great MC from Memphis by the name of Glorilla, who says, F a credit score, I might be rich tomorrow.
But she wasn't talking about debt.
Oh,
you still got to pay the debt no matter what.
I'm following Glorilla's advice.
And she's rich.
Unless you file for bankruptcy.
Oh, there we go. Now we're talking, dude. Now let's get somewhere, dude. All right.
And then you can't buy anything for 8 years. 7 to 8 years, anyway.
Okay, well, something's going to drive you more crazy than debt. Dad jokes. In case you missed it, a British research company showed that bad dad jokes actually might tighten the bond for children and their parents. All right. It one shows children humor and also gives them a coping mechanism for any awkward moment going forward.
You said bad dad jokes? Automatic, you and Ava-matic. No wonder you're so close.
I was going to say that. Two peas in a pod.
My favorite dad joke off top is what do you call a vegan-friendly hamburger?
I have no idea. What do you call a vegan-friendly hamburger?
A mistake. That's a good dad
That's
joke.
That's a good dad joke. I didn't
have a baby just to tell that kid
I don't
that
feel
joke.
Any like closer to after that, though.
All right, in case you missed it, if you're looking to get married, we are now known as America the Single. According to a new report released by Axios, the U.S. marriage rates has dropped by 60% in the last 50 years.
Dang.
Now, taxes and some other legal structures still give an advantage to married couples. However, the thought of marriage has changed. Back in the day, high school seniors were like, oh, I'm going to get married, get a job, blah, blah, blah. Now, marriage is the last step into adulthood, not the first.
I'm not mad at that.
Me either. I'm not mad at it at all. And some people just say they don't ever want to get married, that they're content living with their person, having children, and just living a good life.
Now, I wonder if this includes like polyamorous couples as well, too.
None of the polyamorous couples.
That's like
couples,
less than 1% of. Yeah, yes. Yeah. And that means you have multiple
Less than
partners.
1% of the people around the country. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
It's like 95% of my friends right now. I'll tell you that.
You're hanging out with a bunch of freaks.
But, well, no, not really.
No, it's but 95% of the women involved don't even know.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
they're
sure
for
they
it.
Do.
They do.
Sure
yeah, they know. Mm-hmm.
What are you hanging out with strippers?
No, I'm hanging out with millennials who can't afford to pay their own house. So you need to bring in a third party to split the rent. All right, bro?
Okay.
That's what it is.
I mean, I guess you got to do what you got to do to survive.
My question after reading this study is, do you feel like you want to get married today? Is that something you want to do? I want you to call me right now and we'll discuss this topic another day. Is it a necessary thing for you? Because for me, I thought I was never going to get remarried, and Automatic asked me, and I said yes, and I'm so happy.
Aww.
I can't imagine not being married to you, my best friend.
Oh,
happiness is boring.
Sorry.
Hey, you want the study? Follow me on Instagram at Dana Cortez. Shoot me a DM, and I'll send it to you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Happily married man, Chance the Rapper, out slapping other women's booties and dancing on the gram. What's really happening? I got this story and more. I'll tell you where you can see the video, too. It's time for the Daily Dirt, the best gossip brought to you by Lowe's. Famous people's birthdays first. And
we have James Franco celebrating his birthday. Ali Wong celebrating a birthday as well, too. Mm. And Lauren Gray.
So Ice Spice, who was recently invited to the Kardashian house to hang out with Northwest, she's quickly rising in the world of music.
She's probably the hottest rapper right now.
Yeah, she's pretty hot right now. She got her post pulled because she posted her real name on Instagram.
What?
And she was threatened that they were going to pull her page. Her name is Isis. And the algorithm marked it as a terrorist threat. So she's a little upset by it. It's her name. That's the thing with these algorithms and AI. They don't know.
Imagine trying to like discipline her as a child and just like yelling out in public, like, come here, Isis.
Ah,
like, you'll clear out a whole grocery store.
Damn. All right, now we're going to move on to another woman in music, Megan Thee Stallion. She sat down with Elle Magazine and she said it's the last time she's going to speak on Tory Lanez. She didn't want to give him any energy. She does not consider herself a victim. But she does say that the shooting was the most traumatic experience of her life, that she felt like she might die that night. Now, I'm sure. I mean, you've been around gunshots. It's scary.
Yeah. I don't think anybody owes anybody an apology because it's like a traumatic situation. But when she lied, it led like a lot of people to misinterpret the whole situation, myself included.
You mean lied about being with Tory Lanez?
Yeah, being with Tory Lanez.
I would lie till the day I die that I was with Tory Lanez too.
Yeah, but I mean, when you're going to go to trial and you're saying my story.
She didn't lie and understand.
No, she just lied in the interview, right?
Yeah, but she did not lie on the stand.
I believe that's enough for her ex-boyfriend. I think that's why he broke up with her.
But we don't know. But maybe one day we'll find out if we can get Partisan Fontaine in the studio. Finally, Chance the Rapper, I don't know if he's lying or not, but he cannot deny that he was having a real good time in Jamaica dancing with models. They're twerking. He's loving it and slapping booties. And he's married. And his wife was not there. She's home with the kids.
Do you know what? Maybe it's the best thing for his music. He's made a couple boring albums the last two albums. You know what? He needs something
new.
Yeah,
he needs to spice it up a little bit. And plot twist, the wife was there. She was actually the one holding the phone.
No,
so,
she
yeah.
Lies.
She was encouraging him.
Mentiras. Check the video at Dana Cortez on Instagram and tell me how would you feel if this was your man in the video. We'll be right back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you love ice cream, you might be spending more for it this summer. Ooh. I got some interesting food news. It is time for Hottest Hashtags on your Wednesday. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Economy Parking.
So this made me mad. David's Bridal has let go of 9,000 employees and has filed for bankruptcy a second time. And if they don't find a buyer within the next few weeks, they stand to lose all 300 plus of their stores. Now, they fired the workers, so all the bigwigs who make these shitty decisions that Damn. Put, you know, the stores in this place in the first place can get their huge payout bonuses.
That's a shame.
And it makes me angry.
Okay.
It keeps happening over and over again.
Dude.
You know, I got an idea. Somebody with some big time money needs to come through, rebrand as Bridal and Quince. It's a wrap right there.
But that's a $1 million idea.
It just makes me mad. I saw the CEO of some company yesterday on...
be a supportive husband automatic.
Let's go.
She's on one right now. I'm not trying to catch a wrath.
So I saw a CEO yesterday on Twitter, and she was yelling at her... That's 9,000 jobs, Anthony.
It is, but
that's 9,000 people. I saw this lady yesterday on Twitter, and she was yelling at her employees, don't worry about the bonuses. We just need to make quota and blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, she took $6.4 million in bonuses.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
This is the bridal lady?
That's another lady from another company.
Damn.
It's just happening over and over. And we're tired of people like, oh, people don't want to work. No, they're lazy. No, people don't want to work for your slave wages anymore. That's what it is. Working like that just so you can make bonuses and the people can't.
Yeah, David Bridal.
Take that.
I'm telling you, bridals and quinces. It's a $1 million, $1 billion idea. DJ Automatic.
So today on Food News, it's just going to get worse, I guess.
No, what's happening?
Well, Dano's talking about ice cream getting more expensive because there was a huge explosion and fire at a dairy farm in Texas last week that killed 18,000 dairy cows.
God.
Yeah, that's a lot of cows. And now they're trying to figure out how they're going to dispose of 18,000 dead cows.
That's a big barbecue, if you ask me.
That's not the way you do it. I guess there's 13 rules of how a dead cow is supposed to be disposed of, and it's going to be a very daunting task
for the
people in
Texas. We use one rule in my house, and we eat them, but I get it. So now milk and dairy and
everything,
all of it's going up.
God. Oh, my God.
And then there was also one guy that was hurt in the fire as well, and he's still hospitalized.
Oh, my God. So now we got to stand up for David Bridal, former employees. Now we got to help Ben and Jerry. What else we got to do here, dude? Let's take a little trip, maybe?
What caused the fire?
I don't know, but usually those kind of fires are started because they're not cleaning up all the
manure.
Is it cow farts, right?
No, it's the actual.
It can start on fire if they pile it up too much.
Yeah.
Dang, they blew up the dairy cows. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Let's start with National Garlic Day. Get a whiff of that. That'll freshen up the conversation
Better than
a little
the cows.
bit.
Garlic is good for your heart.
It is. Also, we know it's good for you.
Ajo.
National Banana Day. How about that? Bananas are good for you.
Bananas and garlic, not
potassium.
Together.
Yeah, they're keeping everybody employed, and they're not going up in rate or fire, all right? They're good, okay? And let's wrap it up on National Hangout Day, which, man, I love a good kickback,
dude. A good hangout, a barbecue.
Dana!
What?
It's a little too soon. That was 18,000 cows. It wasn't like, and these are dairy cows.
Well, I just seen you smack a bunch of burgers last week, dude. So
you act like you care about the cows, you meat eater.
I care about ice cream prices, okay?
Tell it like it is.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Marriage rates in America have gone down by almost 60%. But why is that? And why won't I get married? Let's talk about it right now. Let's welcome you two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. Hosted by myself, Anthony A. Very single bachelor, DJ Automatic. Very married man.
Yes, dude.
And to get right to the study right away, down 60%.
Over the past 50 years.
And they say the reason why is because adults now are viewing marriage as the final step of adulthood instead of the first.
Yeah, but where people used to get out of high school, get out of college, and get married and then start their lives, people are getting out of high school, getting out of college, finding a job, finding themselves,
and then maybe getting married later.
Which we are finding out is good for the individual, but not better off for all of us in the end run because we're having less kids.
Wait,
like,
yeah.
Like, smaller population.
None of my
everything.
Friends have kids. None and if us. They have a kid, they have one.
Oh, yeah, dude. Only. Oh, then we're raising a generation of only children. Yeah. You got an only child. I'm only,
yeah.
Come on, dude.
And my brother only has one kid. My sister only has one kid. Oh, a lot of my... I have, like, a few friends that have two or three kids, but not very many.
So, if you had a friend automatic who was coming to you and saying, man, I want to propose to this woman, what would you tell them the best things are about marriage?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me how to propose. I was
oh,
saying,
no,
I,
no,
I'm,
no,
I'm heard, not the guy to ask.
Yeah, we heard you did not romanticize that at all, dude.
So what was your question? Hold on.
The question was, what's the best thing about being married compared to being a single man, bro?
Companionship, love, the you know, having a partner that's always there for you when you come home, and you know, instead of just having a dog to talk to, you got your wife.
There it is. Yeah. Right? Life's easier with a teammate.
It is.
You guys are able to accomplish things and get things done versus, like, you know, when you got to wash and fold every single day of your life, bro. It
that's
gets
a lot of work. And then do the dishes,
dude.
And then take the dog for a walk by yourself. Get yourself a partner. Cut the work in half.
You're not going to ask me a question? I don't have anybody else to ask me a question, dude.
But I was just making a statement.
Oh, well, but maybe, I'm sorry. You know, I don't have anybody to talk to on a daily. So I don't have a companion like yourself.
So,
DJ Automatic.
Is the single life a lonely life? Why haven't you gotten married? Well, I mean, obviously, I haven't found the right girl to get married to.
I feel as also I do fall into the group of men who you are able to satisfy yourself in other ways, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, there's this internet thing that's going on.
For real. So therefore, you don't have to deal with the stresses and the complications of a relationship and handling these women, dude. And
do you know what's weird is my brother said the exact same thing until this girlfriend.
Oh!
And now he's all locked up. But yeah, he was like,
and that's another reason why. Look how you described it. You just described it like locked up, like he's doing a bid. Dude, I don't want to sign up for that.
Do you know what? I shouldn't describe it that way.
Let me guess. That's going to mean I can't play PlayStation as much if I get a girlfriend.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, God. Gross, dude. Put me into 60%, bro. Put me into 60%. I ain't ever doing it, dog.
Do you know those gas station runs where you go to get cookies in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
Done.
Oh,
she's gonna shame you right out of that.
I think Automatic's doing a better case for not getting married. I don't know.
I mean, it's up to you.
All right. I love my cooking and I love my PlayStation, bro. So me and my dog will proceed to kick it until further notice. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.